Greetings in the name Yahweh, the only name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Restore the Past to Dwell In. You know, I was just thinking, you know, I tell people I don't try to prepare a message. The message is already prepared. It's right there in the scripture. But I do try to stay prepared for a message. I try to stay fasted up, prayed up, studying, meditating. And that way, if Yahweh wants me to know something, I'm prepared for the message. I talked about the other day on the, I guess it was this program, maybe another. We're on a mission. And those that are hearing our voice and believing what we're teaching are part of that mission. It's your duty to get this out. We have exposed many false teaching over the last 30 years. We're not through yet. I get on one, sometimes I get obsessed with it, like this. The lunar Sabbath versus the solar Sabbath, the traditional Friday evening, Saturday evening, that I kept for many years. It is the better choice, but it's not right. Sunday's not right. That ain't the calendar they used. We exposed how the pre-tribulation rapture, as we used to call it, the false teaching that you're going to be caught out of here before the tribulation, which is totally against scripture. There's so many scriptures, you know. There's a place in the Bible that says that the first to plead his case seemeth just, but his neighbor searches for mouth. You ever seen, you've been in a court and you hear the prosecutor, he'll present the case, the evidence gonna show this or that, and boy, you figure, man, that guy's guilty. He ain't got a chance. But then the defense gets up there, and we expect evidence to show this or that, and then you think, man, he ain't no way he did it, you know? So it's the same here. You hear one side of the story. I remember when I used to study the feast days, I would read something that Herbert Armstrong wrote, and I said, man, that sounds good. That's right. And then I read something another somebody wrote, and I said, no, that's right. And I was just tossed to and fro. I just really didn't know, and I kept looking, studying. I'd read both sides, and I'd listen. I tried to make a conclusion, a decision for myself. What is right? What's wrong? But it just seemed like I had a few years of that. I just praying and seeking, you know, it just seemed like just one day I just woke up, and I knew how to figure this stuff out for myself. It's hidden in simplicity. People make things hard. And I'm going to give a cell phone number out where y'all can call in and ask the question. Just ask it quick as you can and then hang up and let me answer, because there'll be other people trying to call in, at least they did last week. And you may have something. You don't have to be for me, be for or against me. Just say, well, I disagree with you, and here's why I disagree. Put it out there and give me a chance to answer and tell you, you know. But we've been talking about something that cannot be intelligently argued against. You can argue against anything, but not intelligently. We've been dealing out how that the traditional so-called cycle Sabbath from creation uninterrupted, counting 1 through 7, just like a hamster in a cage type, over and over and over. Well, we can prove conclusively that this cycle won't work for the simple reason when men, you know, the Bible teaches that they were to fill the earth, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. And other places it talked about how they were scattered to the four winds. Well, when people migrated from the Garden of Eden or Jerusalem, let's say, and those that goes east, they gonna gain time, because if they sitting there in Jerusalem and keep Saturday Sabbath, the traditional Sabbath, well, fine. Next day, let's say they get on a boat and they start heading toward east around the globe to the United States, let's say. Well, when they get here, they're going to be 12 hours ahead. They'll keep that same cycle 12 hours before Jerusalem keeps it. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But I'm going to show you where the problem comes in here. And then we're going to talk about it. Well, there's nothing wrong so far. They'll keep it, and then Jerusalem will keep it. You can't deny somebody the Sabbath's made for man, and it goes wherever he goes. Sabbath ain't made for Jerusalem, or no place on earth. It's made for man. And if man travels east, if Adam had traveled, or any of his descendants traveled east and got here in the U.S., they would keep the Sabbath 12 hours before Jerusalem would keep it, according to the traditional way of keeping it. We know from Scripture that ain't the way you keep it. But same thing with a man traveling west. When he got over here to the U.S., let's say he'd be keeping 8 or 12 hours. It's actually 8 hours, something. But let's say 12 hours later for easy figuring. Okay, Jerusalem will keep it, and then he'll keep it 12 hours later. Nothing wrong with that. Here's where the problem comes in. And this is an absolute. When these two people are sitting in the same living room, the one that came in from the east, let's say his descendants got here 1,000 years, 1 through 7, and the other 1,000 years, 1 through 7, or 2,000, it don't matter. Well, the one that came in from the east will keep the same cycle, but the one that came in the west, he'll have to keep it 12 hours after Jerusalem. That's 24 hours apart in the same living room. Two cycles. The U.S. Naval Observatory, you can look on there about the international date line. See, one of them guys, the way they seemingly solved the problem, which you don't solve the cycle, it's still there. Because the ones that traveled east will see one more evening and morning going toward the sun than those that are going away from the sun once they meet. It's an absolute. This needs to be headlines in the newspaper. Attention all. Seven-day Adventists, all seven-day, and all Sunday worship, thinking they worship on the first day of the week. You're wrong. This proves it. Because there's not an uninterrupted cycle. The cycle is by the phases of the moon. Genesis 1:14, he said, let them be for your appointments. It actually says days, years, signs, and seasons. That word seasons is appointments. And Psalms 104:19 says he appointed the moon for seasons or appointments. Same word. Leviticus 23, 2 and 3 teaches the week of Sabbath is an appointment. It's a feast. You must keep it. Now, this number, you can write it down and you call it, the number you can call is 678-300-8676. That's 678-300-8676. 678-300-8676. And just ask your question, hang up, and we'll answer it. You don't have to agree, disagree, bust me out, or agree with me, whatever you want to do. But anyhow, we'll get your input. Tell me, I had one guy say, well, y'all got the same problem with lunar Sabbath. No, we don't. When the two travelers meet, let's say two brothers leave Jerusalem, and they meet here in the United States, they'll look up and see the same moon, keep the same new moon worship day, then they'll work 6 days, and then they'll rest the seventh day, which would be the eighth day of the moon. There's no problem. Even if there were a problem when they meet, the next new moon come around, they would keep the new moon worship day. It would straighten everything out, 6 work days, rest the Sabbath. It's an absolute. You don't have, see, the Bible only teaches one seventh day in the week. But with the traditional Sabbath, you've got to acknowledge that there's two back-to-back cycles with their so-called uninterrupted cycle from creation. That ain't what he chose. He said, let them, talking about the great lights, be for appointments. Now, I'm not going to let up on this, just like I didn't let up on that false rapture before the tribulation doctrine, till enough people got it and started spreading it. Brother Jerry Kirk and I, we went on the radio out of Nashville, and we was teaching about the true name, YHWH, and we was teaching about that false rapture before the tribulation, and that's been, I guess, 20-something years ago, and now I'm trying to tell you how you can get out from under the curse that these Balaam preachers have put you under. See, Balaam taught the people to sin, told them how they could get cursed. Done it for money, for reward, it says. So, people, we need to wake up and understand that the true weekly Sabbaths are determined by the phases of the moon. You do not count the new moon in counting the six working days. You say, well, Brother, how do you know that? Because he told me in Ezekiel, he said, thus saith Yahweh, the gates of Yahweh's house to be shut the six working days, open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. Well, you Sabbath and day of new moon is not one of the six working days that the gates are shut. We're going to take it caller. Go ahead, you own.
This is Brother Arnold.
Start over. I had the speaker off. Go ahead. Start over again. This is who?
Yeah, I was
going to
ask you. I had understood that the days of the week have always had numbers with names, you know, then they gave them names later, but the days of the week haven't changed. There's no evidence in history, nothing in history that indicates that the seven-day cycle has ever changed. And I'll let you hang up and answer that.
Okay, bro. Well, think about this. The Romans had an eight-day week before they had a seven-day week. Now, you can take the eight-day week back to creation. You can count 1 through 8 and go all the way back to creation. Never changes. But was that the way that Yahweh wanted to keep his appointments? Especially when Psalms 104:19 said he appointed the moon for seasons. Now, I used to tell people when I kept Saturday, Sabbath, Friday, and Saturday for many years, they say, well, the Jews kept up with it. That's what I used to tell them. They kept up with it. Well, the Bible says they didn't keep up with it. It says he caused them to forget it. Lamentation 2:6. He said, I'll cause the Sabbaths to be forgotten in Zion. Of course, we know they forgot it when he come out of Egypt. He made them known to Moses, right? And when Titus A.D. 70 destroyed the temple, they had forgotten the Sabbaths. Well, Daniel prophesied that they would think to change times and laws. Well, when Daniel prophesied that, he's prophesying of the future, right? Well, that means Daniel kept the right Sabbath. And they found lunar Sabbath calendars at the time of Daniel, and he ruled under 5 different kings. Well, if he was keeping the right Sabbath and they was lunar, whatever people keep in the day as the majority of the world, it's what it's been changed to. Friday evening, Saturday evening, and this cycle Sabbath. Now, like the brother said, I've heard that too, that the cycle never changed. But nothing ever changed. The cycle of one, count 1 through 100 don't change. You can carry that back to creation too. And like I said, the 8-day cycle. But people, if you do a study of calendar, it'd be harder for me to tell you and take a whole program to try to tell you that these weeks and things were changed. And from the 8-day week to the 7-day week. Now, look, the example I give to start off of this program that they would be on 2 back-to-back cycles should be enough for anybody to say we need to take another look at lunar Sabbaths, because there's something wrong here. The Bible only teaches one Sabbath, and as brother Brother Arnold's saying here, you're going to have two. Which one's right? And which way did our ancestors come in, from east or west? And how can we know this for conclusive? This number here for ask the question. I don't know if I answered this question. I hope I did. But anyhow, 678-300-8676. That number again is 678-300-8676. You don't have to agree. Just give us a call, and we'll try to look at it. Here we go. We got one calling right here. Go ahead. This is Brother Arnold. You on?
Roger, up here's Kyle.
Dayton, Ohio. Go ahead, Roger.
I read a lot of talk about this, but switching over to the lunar calendar was a big dock and a challenge, but I believed it. But they even said that the Romans at one time had Saturday as the first day of the week, and there was a time where I think they also had changed it to a 10-day week so they could get more work out of the people, but it was even hard on the beast of burden. They needed a...
Yeah, that was the Egyptians had a 10-day week, you're right.
Yeah, and no matter whether they had a 10-day week or began the week on Saturday, that has no effect on the basis.
I don't know what that happened there, but something cut in on. But let me say something to the point that the brother made about the Saturday used to be the first day of the week. Did you people out there know this? There was a well-known author named Samuel Bacciocchi. He wrote a book. Now, he's a Saturday Sabbath keeper. He wrote a book from Sabbath to Sunday. And you can get this book. And his documentation, not only in his, but I think another guy named Sunday Woodruff or something. Anyhow, both of them agree. They stone calendars found dating way back out in the before Julius Caesar, all back in there, that Saturday was actually the first day of the week. Now, most people don't know that, but they say it's irrefutable because he got the calendars, you know, written in stone. Stone calendars were that Saturday was actually the first day of the week. And guess what? Sunday was the second day of the week. Now, they changed it around because people started worshiping Saturn, the sun, the moon, and all the planets. So see, Yahweh didn't choose any of that. But brother's absolutely right. Saturday was originally the first day of the week. Now, I know Saturday people ain't going to like to hear that, but we're going to catch this call here again. Go ahead, you on? Yes, sir. Calendars won't work. Julius Caesar thought to make a better calendar. This number again, 678-300-8676. That's 678-300-8676. The scripture's right. If we'll keep his appointments according to the great lights of Genesis 1:14, we should let them be for your days and years. So, It's hidden in simplicity, people. If people traveled around the earth, Magellan, when he made his trip around the earth, he got back to where he started from, and people were on a different day. And you know, they were dumbfounded, shocked, you know, because he kept correct tally and all that. And they had to figure out what happened. Well, that's what happens. You create a cycle or lose a cycle when you travel, depending on which way you're going. It's a fact. It ain't something you can argue against. This is why these people that's keeping Saturday Sabbath, keeping their Sabbaths from 12 daylight to morning and different, all of them have a continual uninterrupted cycle, and it's scripturally, it's against nature. Scripturally wrong to start with, but it's against, not only that, nature itself teaches against it, and it's a mathematical certainty that when you meet, and y'all knew you people's going to be traveling, the first dateline was mentioned in the 12th century. You need to study up on this, people. Don't take my word for it or nobody else's word. Study up on it. In the 12th century. And then they even had a Jewish dateline that they set. See, man set it at 8 hours east of Jerusalem. And here was their rules for it. When somebody come and say it's Friday and they cross the dateline, it says they're to keep Friday. Until if they come to a city and they're keeping Saturday, he's to switch to Saturday. Well, if he does that, then he only kept a 6-day week, right? Uh-huh. And then if he was going the other way, I guess he's going to be keeping an 8-day week, which is against Scripture. I'll accuse us of that. We don't. But anyhow, when you cross that date line, and let's say you cross, let's say it's Friday, and you cross the date line, you keep in preparation, you cross the date line, and it's Friday again, you're going to have to keep another preparation day. That's just the way it is. Give us a call, comment, question, 678-300-8676. That's 678-300-8676. You know, it's time for us to wake up, people. We need to get this out. It needs to be the information known so that the people can get out from under this. It's a strong tradition. And these Sunday people, they believe Sunday just like a lot of these Saturday people believe Saturday. Sunday's not the first day of the week. Saturday's not the seventh day of the week. It's that counterfeit that Daniel prophesied that they would change to. See, he was keeping the right Sabbath, and he prophesied there's going to be a change. Well, that's it. Julius Caesar made it in 46 B.C. Look in the encyclopedia, look on the calendar. He said, let's don't use the moon anymore in calculating the calendar. And he just created a artificial month of 31 days, a solar day. So this is what brought on the dateline. When they traveled around the globe, found out something's wrong, they were counting solar days, and there you have it. They was on two different days. But had they been using the moon and hadn't used the solar month and used the lunar month, When they traveled and they got within 500 or 1,000 miles from each other, that moon automatically put them back in the same cycle. Put them in the day. Now, the solar cycle will still be two different cycles, but they ain't the way to count it. But when Magellan got back to where he started from, looked up, he'd be on the same day of the week, the month, and everything as them. By the way, before I forget, Feast of Tabernacles is coming up. And we'll be keeping it and hosting it here in Conyers, Georgia. Anybody interested, you can give us a call and give you information. It's free. We've plenty of food for everybody. We're expecting a big crowd. We love to keep Jehovah's commandments. We'll be a lot of revelation, a lot of scripture, a lot of talking. We don't have no one man show, no one man preacher. we discuss things. Multitude of counselors, safety. And you can come if you got something you believe differently. You can present it. You just open the question when you get there, just like me or Brother Matthew or anybody in the assembly. They can present it, and we question them. And we believe you get more truth like that instead of one man know-it-all. We tell people we don't know it all. We know the one that does know it all. And that's why I say we don't prepare a message. We stay prepared for the message. But we appreciate you, listener. Let me give you a website that you can go to, and you can look a lot of this up and study, because I can't, no way to put it all out here in 30 minutes. It's lunarsabbath.info. That's easy, remember. Info like information. lunarsabbath.info. Check us out. Go to our sister site on there. Brother Matthew's got one minister to the New Covenant. We're the Israel of Yahweh. We're the true Israelites that were scattered. People has lost their identity. They lost their Sabbath. They lost the name. And even people that are saying they're Jews, there's some people saying they're Jews and they're not. They're lying. They're the synagogue of Satan. But there are some people that says they're Jews and they are Jews. Now those that say they're Jews and are not, those are the ones that are the synagogue of Satan. But what about those that say they're Jews and they are? See, from the tribe of Judah. Talk about real Israelite people. But anyhow, give us a call as soon as this broadcast is over. We'll send you free literature. It won't cost you a dime. Ask for the tape, 7001 Reasons Why His Name Can't Be Jesus. Ask for proof that the true weekly Sabbaths are determined by the moon. We'll send you a free book. You can search it out for yourself. If you disagree, you can toss it. You know? If you agree, carry it on to somebody else. We don't want you to send us no money or nothing. You go tell somebody else. Freely you received it, freely go give it to somebody else. And people, you are out there with this information, knowing that it's impossible for the cycle count to be right, you need to help get it out. Like I said, this ain't a one man show. It's not something that anybody's got a monopoly on. It's something that we all need to share. We are our brother's keeper. If I was sitting in some congregation somewhere, perched up on one of them pews, hearing all that false doctrine each week, I'd want somebody to come tell me, and they'd be telling, bring your tithes and offerings. And they hear that message every week. But anyhow, they're hirelings for the most part. Some of them are honest and serious. They just don't know. They're just in a rut, and it's our duty to help them, to try to wake them up. Anyhow, that website is lunarsabbath.info. Phone number, area code 770-483-8542. And then just reminding myself, I better transfer my calls back before you call that number. Give me a minute to do that. I don't hang up. And, we appreciate everybody that's listening to us, and, you know, we're just trying to do what we do. We labor and work with our own hands. We're not desirous of vainglory. We're not adding nobody's money. We desire to do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We would want somebody to tell us the truth, and that's what I've done. So, till Friday night, now it'll be on 10:30 Friday night, and we'll continue this discussion. And maybe get into something. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do. But till Friday night, the same station. May Yahweh bless you. At 10:30. Shalom.